Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of this beautiful series Islamic Way of Life where inshallah we will discuss different aspects relating to our daily lives. And how, as Muslims, we are supposed to react to the situations that we may face. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if we follow the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we can overcome any problems in life. And we can be striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in this manner. Inshallah, in today's topic, we are going to be discussing the value of our parents. So yes, the parents, our parents are there today. Some of us may have already lost our parents, but some of us who still have our parents, you know, they are a treasure. We should value them before we lose them. Ask those who have lost their parents, what is the value of having your parents? Allahu Akbar. And undoubtedly, parents are a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to recite durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, parents are undoubtedly a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who recognize their importance are also great people. If you have recognized the greatness of your parents, your heart is in the right place. Subhanallah. As there are a lot of favors on every person from their parents, so there are a lot of rights of the parents. Your parents, they strive your well-being even before you were born. From the time the mother conceived you, they started to plan for you. You know, a way, how, what name they're going to keep you, how they're going to look after you, and so on and so forth. The sacrifices they go through for your sake, all of that was unknown to you. You'll only know this once you become a parent. But then it'll be too late. The time is now to value your parents on every person. The rights of parents are very heavy. There are so many rights that you have with regards to your parents. To fulfill the rights of the parents is necessary for the success of every person in this world and in the hereafter. And the negligence certainly leads to a huge loss. No one of us can be free from the rights of parents. And these rights cannot be fulfilled even if we spend the entire life for it. Parents are reasons for the existence of a person in this world. They brought you into this world. So every blessing a person has is by virtue of the mercy of his parents. In addition, the difficulties they face while looking after their children. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when he describes that, you know, what difficulties a mother goes through during her time when he carries the baby, it is unimaginable. And even when the child is being born, Allahu Akbar, the pain that a mother suffers is unimaginable. So we cannot really fulfill her rights as she truly deserves, you know, for that one moment of pain that she suffered during those countless, you know, times that strike that was there while she was giving birth to you. Allahu Akbar, even one of those strikes, we cannot really fulfill it by whatever we do, and no matter how much we serve Allahu Akbar, how can we ever repay them for their favors, for their sacrifices for our sake? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our endeavors for whatever we do for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, and make us sincere and obedient children to our parents. No matter how old we may become, We'll always be children to our parents. So let's not forget our place even when we grow older and look down upon our parents, ma'azallah. This is not the way. They will always be your parents. You know, especially the sufferings of the mother, you know, and the sacrifices they gave in carrying the child in the womb, giving birth, feeding you her milk. To what extent can we pay thanks to these favors of our parents? No, we can truly not. Islam, being a complete guidance about a life, lays great stress on fulfilling the rights of parents. The way in which Islam defines the rights and the status of parents leads towards a good society. We can understand the importance of the rights of parents in Islam by the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has discussed their rights along with His own rights. There are a lot of sayings of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the importance of rights of parents. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a father is the main gate of paradise. Now it is up to you to preserve it or waste it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know, if we say that the paradise lies beneath the feet of our mothers, then the father is the main gate of paradise. At another place, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection upon his parents shall be granted for every look of his rewards equivalent to that of an accepted Hajj. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So these are the teachings of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and our pious predecessors. Dear brothers, inshallah, let's listen to this beautiful kalam. And this beautiful kalam is the recitation of Qasida Burda Sharif by none other than Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari. Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, Alhamdulillah, in his melodious voice. Let's inshallah listen to this beautiful Qasida composed by none other than Sayyidina Busiri rahimahullah ta'ala, and he rahimahullah ta'ala has composed this qasida in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحادث العمامي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to this beautiful qasida, qasida Burda Sharif, in the melodious voice of Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. And Alhamdulillah, in such a melodious voice and full of love and affection for the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And yes, we also make dua. Ya Rabbi Bil Mustafa Balligh Maqasidana Waghfir Lana Ma Mada Ya Wasi' Al-Karami. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. آمين بجاه النبي. Dear viewers, as we were discussing the rights of parents, and it is mentioned that those around the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned and asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in his Mubarak hadith that every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection towards his parents shall be granted for every look of his rewards equivalent to that of an accepted Hajj. Upon that, the beloved Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the people asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if he were to look at them 100 times a day, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest and most kind. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Islam teaches us to give respect to our parents. We should not raise our voices above them and before them. We must give them a respectful place to sit. When they come to us, we should stand up for their respect. When they are sitting with us, we must sit in a respectful manner, address them with respectable words, and talk to them softly with love and kindness. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Musayyib, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that one should talk to his parents as if a slave is talking to his strict master. Subhanallah. That should be the respect and the adab of the parents. It is our duty to love our parents. We must show love in our behavior to them. When we look towards our parents, there must be love in our eyes for them. Obedience to our parents is a very important lesson of Islam. Islam teaches us at every juncture, at every point, to love and respect and to obey our parents. Allahu Akbar. This is the sure way of salvation in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should strive to pleasing our parents. The displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the displeasure of our parents. Allahu Akbar. So if our parents are pleased and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. There is no status that we cannot achieve. Someone asked Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah ta'ala, such a high ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did he attain this station of wilayah, the station of sainthood? He says that one day I came home after attaining madrasa. And in my madrasa, while I was learning my Quran, I stumbled upon this verse of the Holy Quran, Wabil walidaini ihsana. And when I read this verse of the Holy Quran, I asked my teacher, what is the meaning of it? My teacher explained to me the meaning of this. And I went home and I approached my mother in a loving manner. And she asked me, what is the matter? And I told her joyfully that today, alhamdulillah, I have learned the respect that I should have for you in the Holy Quran. My ustad has taught me the respect of my parents in the Holy Quran, subhanallah. And therefore, he was paying respect to her. When the parents received that joy from their children, and it melted her heart, and she then performed nafl salah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the nafl salah, she raises her hands in dua, and she says, O Allah, I present my son Bayezid in your court, subhanallah. And he says that dua of hers got accepted, and I was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a wali, as a saint, subhanallah, because she dedicated me her own son in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So the dua of the parents can lead you to sainthood, subhanallah. If you are striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first learn to strive for the pleasure of your parents. If that is lacking, then there is a possibility that you may not attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for which you are striving. Dear viewers, the parents of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and how Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali would show love and respect towards his parents, Allahu Akbar. We should learn a lesson from that as well. When he wanted to leave his hometown Jilan to go for further studies in, alhamdulillah, in Baghdad Sharif. And on a journey, he was about to embark on this journey. First, he sought permission from his parents, from his mother, and who gave him the permission, subhanallah. She sacrificed for him. So the parents sacrifice for you, and she was in her elderly age, and at that age where they need the support of their children, she is still sacrificed, alhamdulillah, and sent Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, because she knew he was there, and he was there to achieve great heights, subhanallah. So she sacrificed herself and rather chose to be in this difficult state in her old age, and sent and granted permission to her children, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to pursue in Islamic studies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And how Ghawsi Azam rahimahullah ta'ala paid his respect towards her mother. When the robbers came, they asked him that, what do you have? He said to them, he spoke the truth. Although the mother had hidden the gold coins in his pocket, but he did not lie about it. If they didn't search for it, they wouldn't have known. So they just simply asked him, what do you have with you? And he said, I have 40 gold coins with me, which my mother had sewn it in my waistcoat. They didn't believe it, so they took him to their master. And they told him that, you know, this boy, he says that he has 40 gold coins. So the master asked him, everybody hides their gold. Why do you reveal where it is? He said, I'm only revealing because my mother advised me to never speak a lie. Allahu Akbar. This is how he respected his mother and whatever advice she imparted with him. The leader of the band, he broke into tears. He said, you respect the advice of your mother so much, and we have been violating the rights of Allah, commands of Allah, and the advice of our parents, Allahu Akbar, for ages. And he sincerely repented, and all his subjects, those who were with him in the group of bandits, they repented from their sins, and they also joined the ranks of the awliya, subhanallah. This was the beauty of the character of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, and how he respected the advice that he was given from his mother, subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us tawfiq to listen to our parents and to listen to their advice and to abstain from which that they forbid us from. You know, if it is in accordance with the Sharia, inshallah azza wa jal, we have to abide by it, because their command is after the commands of Allah azza wa jal and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. They have the highest command, because Jannah lies under the feet of your mother, and your father is the middle door of paradise, subhanallah, subhanallah. So they both are important. If we want to attain paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be beneath the feet of our mothers and serve her feet. And we have to, you know, safeguard the door of paradise, which is our father, alhamdulillah. Dear viewers, to obey every order of parents by living within the limits of Islam is necessary for us. We should try to obey and their orders happily. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that goodness towards one's parents is the greatest obligatory act. Allahu Akbar. Serving our parents is our duty. We should serve them by fulfilling their needs of life. We should take care of the proper rest of our parents. To fulfill the needs of our parents is our duty. We should give them proper clothing, food, room, and other things that they need. Spending on our parents has also lots of rewards. We should also visit our parents, sit with them, talk to them, and also listen to them. There are also deeds that can be done to benefit those who have lost either of both the parents. Make dua daily for them. Give charity on their behalf or in their name to masajid and Islamic schools. Read Quran on their behalf. distribute Islamic literature in their name. Let's, inshallah, pray that we will all do our best to respect and honor our parents and to be kind to them, help them and please them for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are those who sacrificed their days and nights for our well-being. Imagine, in your infancy, your father, no matter how much difficult it was for him, he woke up every morning, willy-nilly, went to work, did hard work, listened to bosses' complaints, listens to people's tauntings and vile words. Still, he sacrificed all of this. He swallowed his anger. He remained patient. His perspiration is dripping from head to toe and is working so hard for your well-being. Can we ever repay him for that? No, we cannot. Your mother, who had sleepless nights for your sake, if you had to make oof and you had to make a slightest sound in your sleep, she woke up, she sacrificed her sleep so you can sleep peacefully. Allahu Akbar. The days you had fever, you had flu, you had other diseases, because of that, your mother couldn't sleep. Why? Because she is worried for your well-being. These are the sacrifices. These are the few sacrifices, actually, that we can be grateful for towards our parents. We don't know with what difficulty they have brought us up to send us to school, to send us to madrasa, to pay our fees, to pay for our groceries, to pay for our creche fees, you know, because they had to work. They had to leave us in capable hands for somebody to look after us, paying through their hard earnings for all our expenses. Make sure that even if their clothes were torn and tattered, but we had good clothes to wear. If they, you know, skipped their lunch so that we can have supper. Allahu Akbar. These are the sacrifices of our parents that we can never repay them. We only learn their sacrifices and everything they went through when we ourselves become parents. And in some cases, that is too late. Therefore, we say, value your parents while you can. Respect and honor them while you can, while they are still around you. And those, for those of us whose parents have left this world already, you can still do things to, inshallah, pay your regards to them. Yes, you could not do enough during their lifetime, but you can still do it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. You can still do isale sawab for them. You can donate your hard-earned money, your zakat, your sadaqat, to the beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, Dawat Islami, where it will be invested to safeguard the children's future, inshallah, and to adorn them with the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. To give to the poor people by the FGRF movement, alhamdulillah. Your lillah money can go towards, alhamdulillah, publishing Islamic works, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Your lillah money can go towards, alhamdulillah, many of the beautiful endeavors of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is helping to upbring the Muslim Ummah, subhanallah. You can do this. You can be respectful to the friends of your parents, whom your parents would keep close connection with, so your parents in their grave can become happy knowing that, yes, you have this love and respect for your parents, that you even respect the friends of your parents, subhanallah, after they pass away. So in this way, you can still maintain your ties with your parents, inshallah, azza wa jal. You can visit the graveside and offer isale sawab in their court, recite Quran for them, and then reward the sawab and the reward for it towards their soul, inshallah, azza wa jal, which will greatly help them in their journey to the hereafter, inshallah, azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us obedient children as it was commanded by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Inshallah, until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life. Islamic way of life.